Rick DiClemente is here, Pittsburgh's favorite astrologer. you know, now that you're on TV, you don't need radio anymore, do you, baby?
I don't need you.
You're
anymore.
The big. Yeah, who needs you?
Who's Carol? Carol, who? Hello, Carol.
And you know, whenever you're on, it's like a crazy night. So
it's crazy.
We have topics to talk about. Hey, what? We had a full moon yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And I wasn't paying attention.
26 Capricorn. But yeah. Lots of things going on. I brought you a list of things to talk about because I know you got Mercury in Gemini, don't you?
Yeah.
So you like variety.
Mm-hmm.
That was Julin. What was her name?
Judy Julin. See,
you heard about her, yeah.
See how everybody knows each other.
We all run into each other.
Pittsburgh is the smallest world. And yet everybody goes out into, you know, the world from Pittsburgh, but it all roads lead back here.
I still wanting to run into Roberto Clemente. That's what I want.
I know. That's your dream, isn't it?
Well, I was a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he was a relative.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, I got to see him. You thought he was a relative.
I didn't know. I was 8 years old, yeah.
I got to see him.
Oh,
I got to see
him
play. I was very young, and I got to see him play over in the big old stadium.
Forbes Field, yeah.
But I saw him in Three Rivers. I saw him play in Three Rivers. I guess it was the last week. Last year.
So what's happening with you?
Oh, craziness.
The planets are really stirring. Did you notice this past week when Mars and Saturn combined? My God.
Well, you know what?
About Monday, a lot of things happened.
The first week of July was, and the first and second week of July, very aggressive things.
Yes.
So what was that?
Well, I think what was happening is Saturn has moved into Virgo. We're not getting a normal, quote-unquote, Saturn out of Saturn and Virgo since September because Saturn has a tough reputation to begin with, but there's usually some leniency with Saturn in different ways. And since it's been in Virgo, it's been very much like a tough drill sergeant since September 2nd of last year.
Then
all of a sudden, Mars came in and joined it this past week or so. And when Mars joined it, we got the right one, I hope.
Yeah, you got it. It's just turned around. I thought it was sounding weird.
Well, I was getting to that part.
There we go.
Yeah. I wonder what you thought you saw a fly in my head.
No, I had you.
My mic was
I had your microphone turned way up, and I'm thinking, why isn't he sounding right?
Yeah, but anyhow, when Mars came in and joined Saturn in the past 10 days or so, it really meant, hey, I mean business. And Saturn and Virgo is very strict.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like Saturn went into Virgo last September and said, we got some serious work to do. And everybody said, oh, yeah, we'll do it. We're going to do all the work that we got to do, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mars got
But those
there,
who applied themselves.
Yeah, they did fine.
Were
they
buoyed
fine.
By it.
Yeah, but even the ones I know who did well with it found it to be very aggressive, but a lot of people had some really heavy stuff go down the last week or 10 days.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. I mean, it was very aggressive, and I just noticed that people were just at the edge of their tempers.
Frustration,
Yeah, and it didn't help to have, like, high gas prices and things like that, and the heat. Yeah.
Well, you know, part of it...
Lots of domestic violence.
Part of it, I must say, is we if I may say, we are soft.
Yeah, you're right.
We're not out there killing the mammoth and hunter-gatherers.
Right.
And, you know, we want to pull into Wendy's and get a burger, and we want to go off to play nine holes here and there.
I want to go play golf.
Go get our pedicures and stuff.
Yeah.
And Saturn and Virgos are tough stuff. Tough stuff. It's trying to make us tougher. It's not mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so that's one of the things
that's
going
on.
And,
that's a Saturn, Virgo, Pluto, and Capricorn, of course, that you did a great show on that about what that means.
Yeah, look how that's coming down. I just read the paper out there about what Dole was saying about the ecology planet wide, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not Dole, but Gore.
Gore.
Amazing stuff.
So but things seem to loosen up in the last couple of days. Has something happened?
Well, it's simply that the worst is behind us.
Okay.
There's a little bit of, like the aftermath softening.
Mm-hmm.
But get ready for August. There's going to be really heavy stuff.
No, what's going to, oh gosh.
Well, you've got.
I got to write this down.
You got three lunations in August. You've got two eclipses. But that second eclipse is coming with Neptune on the 17th, I think, of August.
Okay.
The Sun and Moon and Neptune is going to be heavy, and at the same time, there's like a Mars-Saturn-Pluto T-square Very heavy stuff.
Wow. Where do you see it manifesting?
Oh, it's just so big. How do you talk about it? It's going to manifest all kind of places. The main thing that I'm seeing, you know, we're all quaking and scared and nervous about gas prices and housing and all that. But the main thing that's happening, and I think Gore's saying it on his latest broadcast, is that we're being forced to take more responsibility. Just like you were saying earlier, I heard you on the way in talking about how we can't just say, oh, forget that and be flippant about this and that.
Yeah.
It's really hitting home.
Why is personal responsibility such a hard thing for everybody to hear? I mean, you have to take personal responsibility.
Well, when I talk to Europeans, they kind of shake their head trying to figure out about... We've just kind of had it nice and easy over here.
But we always get the government has to bail. Government this, government that. It's like, you wait for the... This is a group of people who take 5 months to figure out if they could buy a hammer, and then they pay $500 for it. Don't look to the government to solve your woes. Yeah. Look to yourself. Look to your neighbor. Look to your family. You know, but
this
look inside.
This is all about the contrast between Sagittarius and Capricorn.
Okay.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You have one of the most lighthearted, flippant, charge it mentalities.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, Capricorn is hitting and saying, well, Daddy's here who's paying the bills now.
Capricorn's the depression baby. You know what I'm saying? That Capricorn represents the baby that lived through the depression that's around to say to you, you better start saving your money and you better stop doing this and doing that.
You know, another really fascinating thing I found out in the last few days, this new planet called Eris. That guy had discovered, a few years ago in his backyard telescope, he discovered CB313, whatever. Well, they finally named him Eris.
And
he takes 500 years to go around the circle. Twice as long as Pluto. He entered Aries, the new zodiac, in 1928.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
So he entered, in our whole lifetime, he's only gone like 30 degrees. So that's pretty fascinating that he entered... That he entered Aries in 1928, right by the Depression, and that he became evident in our psyches, two, 3 years ago?
Interesting.
So all kind of goodies, Let's talk about something fun.
Okay, secrets to dating and being married to other sun signs.
Yes.
That's everybody says that, I'm a Cancer, my husband's a Libra, and they always go, oh, no.
Right, we could talk about the secrets.
Shouldn't work. Well, what are the secrets?
I just had a fascinating evening the other night. I spoke at the Brentwood Library, and it was amazing to see how people really took it to heart. What are the secrets is so many times people in relationships get into this, I expect you to do this, and you expect me to do this, and they struggle and struggle and struggle against what's the other person's nature.
And once
they hear that that's natural. I had one today. I did a picnic today with 80 people having their 65th birthday. That was really cool. And the one lady sat there, and she was a Gemini, and the husband, she was the Taurus, and the man was the Gemini. And I said to her, I said, look, he wants to flit around and bounce around and go to flea markets, and that's just his nature. And I told him, she wants to sit there with the same...
And play chess.
Same bologna sandwich every day at the same time, watch the same shows. And that's her nature. And once they start to realize that these are just natural parts of other people.
Yeah.
So we could talk about the 12 signs if you want to.
Okay.
You want to know how to date all these people. What are the secrets?
I mean, why does one sign work with another? But you're saying, I mean, it's deeper than just your sun sign.
Right.
All the other things. Because, like, people would say, like, for me, a Cancer and a Libra doesn't necessarily get along.
Right.
But I have so much Scorpio, and he has so much Scorpio.
Right.
We connect on that.
That's correct.
On that level. So there's all those other things. But, I mean, are there just some signs that really aren't going to get along?
Well, there are some signs that really have a rough time and need help. But, for example, you and your husband will clash in the sun sign area, which means you come out with Cancer, which is water, so you're primarily emotional.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to brass tacks, you're going to make decisions on how people feel.
Mm-hmm.
Are they threatened? Mm. He's going to make decisions on the merit of the idea.
Yeah, like this morning I came downstairs and I said, you are in so much trouble. And he said, what? And I said, I had a dream you had an affair with a woman named May, M-A-E. And he was in hysterics. He thought that was the funniest thing. But to me, I'm like, you are in so much trouble, and it was so real.
Well,
and
there
I
you
felt
go.
The emotional thing of it. And he was just...
He's guilty for your dream.
Yeah, he came upstairs later on. We were walking around, and he goes, I have to go call May. So all day that was that. M-A-E. And then I figured out it's probably, a shortened from Daisy May, which is our dog.
It's probably from all the Fannie Mae news, too.
Fannie Mae.
Well, the basic answer to your question is each sign is either cardinal, fixed, or mutable.
Okay.
Each sign is also earth, air, water, fire.
Right, all the elements.
This gives you your basic nature.
Okay.
Basically, the odd-numbered signs, Aries, Gemini, Leo, Libra,
air,
Sagittarius, Aquarius, odd numbered, are the masculine signs.
The masculine signs,
That doesn't mean testosterone. That means that they're extroverted.
Right.
Basically.
They're action-oriented.
Right.
Yeah.
The feminine signs, Taurus, Cancer, Virgo, Scorpio, Capricorn, Pisces, even numbered, are basically introverted. So, basically, those two don't mix. Okay? As far as sun signs.
Oh, okay. So
air stays with fire.
Air, fire.
Air and fire. That's the odd numbers. The even number, water mixes with earth.
Earth.
So you can see water finding its home in the earth.
Right.
And air and fire are compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens when you intermix is the earth people, I have an article here in front of you about how... so many Sagittarians I've been talking to recently have trouble because they're raised by cautious Cancers, cautious Tauruses, cautious Capricorns. So to the cautious Earth sign, this kid's, wild and out of control.
Mm.
And they teach the child to curb his enthusiasm, to not trust his instincts.
Mm.
I had a lady last night in her 60s. Come to me and says, I now understand what happened. She was a Sagittarian woman, had a Taurus mother. She now understands that it really wasn't mom picking on me.
No.
Mom just couldn't handle my wild energy.
Right.
But
Taurus with a Sag child.
The Sag child needs to express herself.
She needs to get on a horse and go.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, we have to take a quick break. And by the way, if you want to see... Rick has a newsletter. You can go to kdka.com to the Life Lounge and click on to link to him. But also, here it is. It's starself.com. Starself.com. And check out I love his newsletters. They're one of my favorite things to read. And all of this, the stuff that we're talking about, a lot of it's in there. And then you can see previous newsletters, too. So you can, and how to contact him and where he's going to be and all that kind of stuff. But we got to take a quick break and we come back. Rick is here for a while, so hang in. And at some point, we'll take some calls and do that. We have people already lining up. See what happens when you come here?
We'll stir the water. We'll stir it up.
Okay, we'll be back in a moment in the Life Lounge. You're listening to News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Why not take off?
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carol Lee Espy here with Rick DiClemente, intuitive. Intuitive astrologer.
That sounds kind of heavy, doesn't it?
It sounds really heavy. Intuitive astrologer. Well, you know what? Whenever I bring your name up, they go, oh, he's the best.
Thank you.
It's just, Rick DiClemente. I go, he's Roberto's brother. Anyway.
That's it.
We're talking about we've got you here till 11, so we're just gonna
up here till 11 in the morning.
I need you till 11 in the morning. We're just gonna go through all the stuff, and if we have to break for the news, we'll do that. But we're talking about the key to a sun sign. Like I'd always heard any Gemini man I've ever met you gotta be careful with a Gemini man because they can tend to have more than one girlfriend at one time.
The two of everything.
But they have to be mentally stimulated.
Yes.
You have to be quick and chatty with them. So that's what we're going to do is go through each sign.
Right.
And you can give us the key.
Right. And when we talk about the key to dating an Aries and dating a Taurus, you can also use the same principles to understand raising a child, to raising an animal who's born then, to anything that has that energy.
Okay.
Okay, so dating an Aries or being married to an Aries, in every sign, understand that we're talking about the sun sign here. Some Aries people are very Aries-like. Some Aries people, like I had one today, was very Pisces-like. Mm. We're talking about the pure sign, most of them.
Okay.
Okay. Every sign of the zodiac can use their energy right or abuse it. So many people ask me, good or bad, and there really is no good or bad energy in astrology. It's all good. It's just use and abuse. So an Aries is fascinated with themselves. So you have to give them a lot of the limelight. They love to talk about themselves. They love to challenge themselves. They're enamored with themselves. So you have to give them a lot of... You're giggling. You got an Aries sun. Your Aries sun is a little bit different than
typical. But I'll tell you what, though. But and also about an Aries. When he was born in Aries, I think, oh, thank God, he'll always have a job. That's the first thing.
Oh, yeah, he'll go out and make one. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, they're very industrious.
They're swashbucklers.
Yeah.
Earl Flynn was a Gemini, but I mean, that image of the image I always used is the machete and making their own path. So the trick with an Aries is you've got to let them be first. They're going to demand being first all the time, but you can't let it get out of hand. You can't let it become all me all the time, and you'll get used up. So you have to watch that balance between the two. Very refreshing people. Yeah. Another secret to Aries is fight more.
Yeah.
They're the ram. They don't want you holding all that stuff inside.
They like a
you
good engagement.
Know, yeah,
like that.
You
yeah.
should know how
Engage
I
them.
Feel. You hurt my feelings last Friday.
That,
right.
Yeah.
Just get it on the table. Get it over with.
Yes.
And then they're over it in a couple minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the very refreshing sign. They have gas pedals and no brakes.
That's a very good, is an excellent way to describe it.
No rear view mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Another thing very important if you're raising an Aries child, as you are.
Yeah.
Use reason now, but you don't caution these people.
What do you mean?
You caution the other 11 signs. Look before you leap. You don't do that with Aries.
Mm-hmm.
They're instinctive. They need to leap first, bump their head, ow, then they learn and they sharpen their instincts. You blunt them if you caution them too much.
Okay.
So that's very important. Trust their instincts, even if you don't trust your own.
Right.
Let them have their instincts.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, that's why they're always bumping their head. Taurus is next.
That's Taurus.
Don't do anything fast.
I know.
You can't do anything
fast. The Taurus, the alphabet with the A.
Then B.
B. Then C. And they don't skip around, man. They do every single letter.
You cannot skip a letter.
Yeah.
Aquarians skip all over the place, and they figure it out mentally.
Yeah, but
Taurus is slow and steady.
Yes.
Very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Very sure-footed.
Very loyal.
Very loyal, down to earth, persistent. And their power is their persistence, and their weakness is never knowing when to give up.
That's stubborn, a little stubbornness. Yeah.
If I'm dating you as a Taurus woman, I'm going to take my time. You want it to grow slowly. That's real to you.
And Taurus women are more earthy than Taurus men. Taurus men tend to be a little more buttoned down, but the Taurus women that I know are very.
When I think of Michael Moore, I don't think of buttoned down.
Yeah, well, I would never have put him as a Taurus, but any Taurus man I've ever known was very buttoned. Yeah, very methodical and about how they did everything, you know?
Yeah.
But yet Taurus women they're a little more earthy, a little more sensual. They're a little more, there's a difference.
Like
Cher,
very
two.
Sensual.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you are right in saying that the sun signs, in certain signs, they're very different, like a Gemini.
Yeah, the men to women.
The men and women are very different.
Yes.
So with Geminis, totally different. You have to just let them go. They want to change subjects. They want to explore. They want to get into this and get into that.
They're information junkies.
They don't want to take things real seriously.
No, they don't. They're on the surface. Ha ha ha. They've got the quick joke going on. They've got all the information at their fingertips. You know what happened? Blah blah blah. They're good in there's a lot of Geminis in news departments.
Definitely.
You know,
fascinating.
They want the information. They got to get the information before anybody else, and they get it. And they can all say they can multitask like nobody's business.
I had a Gemini pharmacist male in my office the other day. And he was droning on and on about the company and the benefits. And, And I saw his chart was full of Gemini, and I'm saying, what are you worried about this policy and this prescription plan? You're a powerful mind. You're a walking encyclopedia.
Yeah.
And I inspired him to maybe go back and get some more schooling and go work in laboratories where he can use his mind.
Oh,
so
yeah. Instead of getting boggled down.
Yeah. But I released within him his real natural tendency.
Hey, we have to take a quick break and we come back. We're going to do, so we've already worked up to Gemini. We're going to go through each sign and what basic indications of your sun sign on the day you were born and the very hour. Commercials are a Gemini thing.
Aren't they?
Yes.
Little snippets of information.
That's right. Well, we're going to the news, so here it is, the news for you on KDK 1020. Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carol Lee Espy here with Rick DiClemente, the astrologer. I just have so much fun and learn so much when you're here, and we have...
You're very good at this stuff.
The greatest time.
You're very good at this
and
stuff.
And, of course, you know, I always feel like I want to preface this because people put astrology into all these different categories. And for me, I believe that the moment that you're born,
right,
where everything is in the sky,
right,
all the things that you are connected to, there's right, no separation between me and the,
right,
and everything out there. This is God's gift to you.
Yes.
And as many gifts that God will give you, you know, aside from all the wonderful things inherent in your DNA and the parents that you have, whether you like them or not, the parents that you have,
right,
everything about this is all a gift to you.
Right.
And the thing that's so cool about where these planets are inclinations. And it's not a prediction. It's
right,
not any of that kind of stuff.
It's a misnomer.
Yeah, it is a...
You are an emissary of that moment.
Yeah. Oh, what a beautiful... That's exactly...
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That the universe is in a certain state.
Yeah.
Once and only once, and that's you.
And that's... Yeah. And there's... And why would you separate yourself from it?
Well,
why... You know, and so many people do. They separate themselves
from...
We're connected to everything.
Every holy book in the world tells you one thing. We're not separate.
Yeah. We are
connected
to everything.
We're on Cancer now.
And if you just want to go to the Bible, to everything, there is a season.
Exactly.
There's a natural cycle to everything. Okay, so we've gone through all of the signs.
We're going to do all the signs and then open the phones and talk to people about how to date a Cancer, how to date a Leo.
Right. We're not going to do your chart.
We're not going to do individual charts.
Rick's going to give you advice on the Cancer you're married to or the whiny Cancer you're married to.
So you tell us how to deal with cancers. You're the expert. You tell us.
I personally think cancers are very moody. They're like the moon. You know, they're ruled by the moon, so they can be very moody.
Right.
They are extremely nurturing, though.
Extremely warm,
Home, hearth. Yes. They make great chefs. They like to feed and nurture and decorate and do all those things. Now, this is my sign, but I don't feel like this at all. They will retreat into a shell if they're hurt.
That's because you got heavy-duty Scorpio and Mars, a lot of powerful things in your chart. So with a Cancer, you have to use white gloves. My son dates a Cancer, and he says, you know, he's getting used to her moods. And I say, you just have to reassure her.
Mm-hmm.
Cancers need to be reassured. Now, nobody wants to go overboard and have to reassure them every 3 seconds.
That's a pain in the butt.
You know, because some parents raise Cancer children, and it can be laborious. Mm-hmm. You can even go to people's houses, and their Cancer pet never leaves their ankle. I mean, it's just right there by their foot. Every move mom makes, the Cancer pet.
Well,
right
I wasn't
there.
Raised as a Cancer child, I can tell you that.
Okay. So
nobody coddled me.
With Cancers, you have to be very careful that you do not let them force you to enable them.
Okay.
They will force you to enable them.
Yeah.
Through pouting, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't want to go there.
Yeah, right.
But you want to be sensitive to their feelings, et cetera, and you're going to have to be a little bit of a mind reader. You hurt my feelings, and I'm not telling you why.
You should know.
You should know. That's right. But the secret to them is you never mock them. You never make fun of them.
Ooh,
they
ooh.
Are tender, and you respect that.
Yeah.
And when you're in, you're in.
You're in. You are in. You're
what
in
does
like
Robert
Flynn.
De Niro do with the eyes?
Yeah,
with the two
I'm watching you.
I'm watching. Right.
I'm watching you. What's the guy, Faulkner?
that was a good move. So that's the whole idea.
What about cancer men, though? Are they as sensitive
to cancer?
It's
very difficult to be a cancer male. Yeah. Robin Williams is not the typical. Because you have that strong feminine quality, and you're being raised in a man's world.
Yeah.
So they can be very moody and touchy. Sequester themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to.
I have a friend that's a double cancer, and he and I always say, "Are you in a fetal position right now?"
Yes, that's it. Especially a cancer telling you.
Yeah.
So that's how you deal with that.
So cancer and after cancer is the opposite, really. Leo.
Yes, Leo. Leo's a cancer inside. They don't want people to know it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
I tell you. Well, okay. So right. I have my sister's a Leo,
right.
And it's like you just tell her she's right.
Right. We solved that one. It's new Virgo now.
You tell Leo, you're right.
You're right. It was your idea.
Absolutely right.
Barry Bonds is always right. Let's move on.
And you just tell us what to do and where to go.
And
they are
right.
The cruise directors
That's
of
it.
Your life.
That's it. Well, Leo women are, I really feel, very different than the men. The negative side of Leo works much more readily with the masculine ego than it does the feminine.
Yeah.
A lot of them are marvelous too, but a lot of Leo women are really magnanimous and just wonderful,
they
warm people.
They are very generous.
Yes.
And very magnanimous. Absolutely
very big.
Right. Yes.
Leo people are ruled
yeah.
by the sun. They're big.
Yeah.
They don't like pettiness.
Yeah.
They don't like triteness.
Right.
They're magnanimous. Mm-hmm. And the key to Leo is very simple. It's called respect.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to show mm-hmm. them respect or they will slam the door on you.
Because mm-hmm. you'll find a lot of Leos,
Pride.
Especially the men, they're coaches, they're teachers, they're the ones telling everybody what to do. They're generals.
Yes.
Absolutely.
They're very generous people, very warm.
Yeah.
But you have to watch if they get into a King Tut philosophy, an entitlement sense, then there's no way to win.
Yeah.
If they get lost in that,
right.
And if they get to the point where they're never wrong, there's no way to win.
Yeah.
No
ah.
way.
Yeah.
If they've gone that far.
Yeah. Okay. On to Virgo, which is...
Oh, boy.
Don't put the panties on the railing. You know, I mean, it's like the Virgo is a... Yeah.
You forgot to dot the J.
Yeah. And everything...
You dotted the I, but you didn't dot the J.
Everything is in its place.
Yes. Very misunderstood sign.
Yeah, well, and you know they're also because they have the Mercury as their ruler. They're also another intellectual stimulated person.
Yes, and nowadays I would counter that with Chiron. I really think it's Chiron.
Oh,
and I actually think now Taurus is no longer ruled by by Venus. I think Taurus is ruled by the Earth. That's a really,
I really feel that.
It's a radical concept because it throws the wrench into the works.
No.
But I really think the Earth, Taurus has loved their hands in the Earth. Anyhow, down to Virgo. Virgo people are, it's one of the toughest signs to be because they care. They care if something's not right. The problem is that their strength is finding out what's wrong and fixing it, but the problem is you can always find out something wrong if you look for it.
Yeah, they're the quality control.
Yeah, but sometimes it just gets old. Sometimes you just want to relax and let it go.
I know. They don't own dogs that shed.
Well, there you go. I love your concept.
They don't own
dogs. I love it.
They don't own dogs shed, and they have a constant supply of wet ones. You know,
excuse me?
And you know, the wipes, the wet ones. The wipes.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding you.
Okay, on that note, we have to take a break and we'll come back and talk about Scorpios, the most fascinating people in the world.
Oh,
no
yeah.
doubt about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be
the
back.
Good ones and the bad ones.
We'll be back in a moment in the Life Lounge. You're listening to News Radio 1020 KDKA. Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carol Lee Espy here with my guest, Rick DiClemente, who is an astrologer, an intuitive astrologer, as I say. And if you want to check out Rick's website, it's starself.com. If you can't remember that, go to kdk.com, to the Life Lounge, and I have a permanent link to him there. And you can check it. Where are you going to be? Are you going to be anywhere in the near future?
I just did a bunch, about four in a row. I'm not doing anything for a little while.
You can take a little break.
Yeah, a little break.
So, but anyway, you can always check it out to find out where he is. And we're talking about the sun signs. And if you are you know, if you're involved with or have a child right. or you're married to someone, and we've worked ourselves all the way up to Scorpio. So mm-hmm. how do you deal with
Scorpio? Do you have a couple hours?
How do you deal with a Scorpio other than to get black curtains and a coffin?
Yeah. You don't really deal with them. They deal with you.
Yeah.
They can absolutely be the most marvelous and also the worst. It all depends.
Yeah. Never ask a Scorpio, what are you thinking?
Yeah, and if they say, I just thought I'd stop by, you know they're up to something. Let me tell you.
I love Scorpios. I love
Scorpio
women.
They're wonderful people, and it all depends on whether they got some self-loathing going on.
Mm.
If they got self-loathing going on, you had better leave town.
Wow.
Okay? Because people are going to pay around them.
Oh,
if they're
that's interesting.
If they get past the self-loathing, Charles Manson, Scott Peterson, if they get past that, they can just be astoundingly powerful people. Very charismatic, courageous, strong. They're very private.
Is De Niro?
De Niro's a Leo.
Oh, he's a Leo.
They're very powerful, and the way you deal with them is you never, ever consider betraying them.
Oh no.
You've got to be dedicated.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah. And they're very, very
courageous,
secretive.
Yeah,
very
and
secretive.
Do not try to hide anything because they're going to see it. They see
but
right
they
through.
Are very secretive. Don't ask them, what are you thinking and what are you writing and who are you talking to? Don't do that because a Scorpio will shut you down.
Exactly.
It will be, you are so off the list because you're already bugging me.
That's why they're so off the list. That's why Sagittarius is so lighthearted. It's the next sign. Each sign is an outgrowth of the sign before it.
And I love Scorpio women. Now, that's my ascendant. And as soon as I meet a Scorpio woman, I know she's a Scorpio right away because I speak in shorthand with her and she gets every single joke.
Yes. And these are
They're
the
quick.
Ones when you see your friends who just cannot get over a relationship, it's always with somebody that has strong Pluto or strong Scorpio traits. That's where it comes from.
Oh.
Yes, her karmic.
Wow.
Now, Sag is next. And Sag is, oh, my God, we've just been through all this heavy-duty stuff. Let's have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
So with Sag, it's all about having fun. But the thing is, you have to be ready for their bluntness. They're going to say, boy, that pimple on your nose ain't too bad today.
They don't edit anything, do they?
They're blunt.
Yeah.
Because they feel that if it's there, I can say it.
Yeah, they are
blunt. And you
blunt.
Have to learn that they don't mean anything by it.
Yeah.
They're very benefic.
It's true. It's not premeditated.
It's not malicious.
Or malicious. It's just they just don't edit, and they blurt stuff
That's
out.
Right.
And you just it's beyond blunt. It's blurt.
Did you stop beating your wife yet?
Yeah.
You know? That's a sad question.
And they love to travel. They're very easy to... any time I've ever traveled with a Sag, I had the easiest travel time. They are so much fun to travel with.
Yes.
Nothing, no worries.
They don't worry about stuff.
They love to travel.
They love to read, too. Eternal students. Then the dour sign of my Capricorn. That's me. How do you deal with a Capricorn? Oh, boy. How do you deal with a Capricorn?
Work hard, play hard.
Capricorns are usually very, very well-behaved children. They're serious. You try to encourage them to loosen up. They get too serious. They get too uptight. They get too conservative. But usually you play the game very straight. You do proper things with Capricorns. You know, they don't want to hang out at the Krishna farm for the weekend. You know what I mean?
But they do want to have a martini.
Tea martinis?
They do.
Tea martinis.
But they are... they are so industrious and love to work and throw they are in whatever they do, they do passionately in their work, and they will work, they work harder.
Very underrated sign, and more emotional than people think.
They work very, very hard, but they play very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
I
yes,
think that they have
That's
that.
True.
They don't, they're not all work and no play because they work just as hard at play.
Exactly.
As they do. And someone said to me a long time ago, Capricorn women are always beautiful. And I have yet to meet a Capricorn woman who isn't very
They're
pretty.
They're usually pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
They have a classical look.
Yeah.
Very classical look.
Isn't that interesting, though?
Yeah. It's Saturn.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, sure. So if we get Aquarius and Pisces, then we can do commercials and do phone calls.
Okay, let's do Aquarius and Pisces, and then we'll do the commercial.
Aquarians, very simple. Aquarians are wonderful people, and they're excellent, excellent friends. But you just have to let them be who they want to be.
Yeah, they're free spirits.
Do not try to corral them. Mm-hmm. Do not try to stop them or tell them what to do. Usually they're going to let you do what you want, but you cannot contain them. And forget about making them stay in the box or be conventional.
Now, here's what I see. Aquarian men are actually quite good at business.
They're brilliant.
They're brilliant business. Garth Brooks being an example. But Aquarian women, a friend of mine has two daughters in their aquariums, and I said, be prepared for them to be on the dole forever because they're going to be artists. These girls are going to be, I mean, you're going to be paying their car insurance till they're 40. Yeah. They're going to paint.
Yeah.
Daddy, I'm going to paint.
Liberate the world. Liberate the world.
Yeah. You know,
ecology
it's like,
painting.
It's like how many aquariums does it take to screw in a light bulb? Yeah. Does it have to change a light bulb? Does it have to change?
Yeah. There you go. Can we light a match?
Yeah. Why does it have to change?
Pisces is next, Carol. Okay. That's very simple.
But
Pisces people are so kind. They're so sensitive.
Yeah.
The secret to Pisces is, oh my goodness, leave them alone. I asked a Pisces woman last night in a workshop. I said, do you know the secret to being a Pisces? And she said, we just want to be left alone. I said, you're exactly right. That was a war.
It's true.
It is true. They're so nice, and they just get so much. They're not worldly. They're so tired of prices and work and tight
They're very
shoes.
Optimistic, though. They seem to be
they
optimistic.
They have an inner faith, right?
Yes.
And they just want to be alone from all this, all of your stories. I don't want your stories.
They don't want anything complicated.
That's right. I want to float in the ocean with the dolphins.
I want to touch dolphins.
Yes.
Why are you talking about the price of gas? Yeah. But they're always like, you know, their theme song should be Blue Skies, Nothing But Blue Skies.
And I've
noticed that I think that Pisces men tend to be the most optimistic men that I know. I don't know a lot of Pisces women.
That's because they're all floating away.
They're all but they have the duality.
You know, I told you the story of the Pisces woman in college. 100 years ago, she came, can I come fix you dinner? I said, sure. She came to my apartment, and she put the water boiling on the stove and the noodles and all that. And I said, okay. She says, I have to step outside. I said, okay. I saw her a month later. She floated away.
She floated away.
I said, the spaghetti was good.
What happened? She just kind of like...
What happened? You don't ask what happened. She ran into something. She saw a butterfly. She chased it. I don't know. But that's a Pisces female story,
Okay, so here's what we're going to do for you. For our listeners out there, 412-333-KDKA, call us with your, you know, ask about your mate, your kid, whatever, and what their sign is, and Rick can give you some guidance into what to do with them.
And be prepared. If you do need to ask a detailed question, you may want to know the person's birth time.
You need their birth time. So it's not about you.
It's not about doing detailed reading.
It's not about doing your chart.
How to get along with a person, et cetera. We'll try to help.
And how to do that. So get their, you know, so we need their date and time and all that, if we get detailed. But otherwise, you can give them a sense of.
Yes.
You know, like I came across something on a website that was, gifts, how to buy gifts for certain zodiacs. And I tell you what.
That's a good idea.
I stick to this. And anybody that I know that's a Taurus, you get them something with their monogram on it.
There you go.
With something that's chronological.
We can talk about that, too.
What to
buy.
And a Gemini, you're going to get them a gadget. You're going to get them something that has to do with information. Get them a GPS.
Something that whirs.
Yeah, something. It's some kind of a gadget that's informational, that's fun. And a Leo, well, you just get them a big mirror.
That's it. Two of them.
You give two mirrors for a Leo. But there's just, you know, there's certain things that you... get for certain people.
That's right. There are reasons for that.
We're going to hit the spot here, and then when we come back, give us a call at 412-333-KDKA, and Rick is going to give you some, and it's not going to be about you, and your sign is going to be about how you deal with the people in your life, like a boyfriend, a husband, a wife, a brother, a sister, a child, and what their sign is. And that way, we can give you some advice. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to The Life Lounge on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carol Lee Espy here with Rick DiClemente, who is our star self, intuitive astrologer. And, you know, you are so dead on about stuff when we talk about things. I'm just, like, always so, so you know what you're doing.
Thank you.
There are people who dabble in this that are kind of like, you know, like, I dabble. I don't really know what I'm doing.
You're a dabbler.
I'm a dabbler.
I should mention that people want to know what Star Self is. It's the name of my business.
It's your business, StarSelf.com.
Like myself or yourself, it's StarSelf.
StarSelf.com.
Somebody called me one day and said, is this Mr. Stan Self? I said, I'm sorry.
He said, yes.
No, Mr. Stanson.
Yes, how may I help you?
I
had a guy called me Mrs. Esper for years.
There you go, Mrs.
Until I Esper. Handed and every day I handed him a check. It was for my dry cleaning. And he looked at it and it said Espy. And he went, oh, I'm sorry.
There you go, Mrs.
Esper.
I've
been calling you Espy all this time. I said, it's all right. It's all right. He goes, okay, thank you, Mrs. Esper.
There you go.
I walked away. I kept calling me Esper. So I was like, that's all right. I don't care. You know, just as long as we get whatever it is we're doing right. Okay, let's take some calls. And here's the deal, guys. Now, we're just going to talk about somebody that you're involved with or the children that you have or combinations and how what you are to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to take this phone call.
Who's this?
This is Cecilia. She has two Scorpio sons.
What sign are you, Cecilia?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, now that can be rough, and I'm going to tell you why, because I don't even need to do the charts, because you have to realize, and this is the main thing about astrology, other signs don't feel the way you feel. Mm-hmm. They feel differently.
Mm-hmm.
And Sagittarius is let roll the dice, let what comes come, say what you got to say, real blunt and out in the open. Scorpios must think you have three heads. They can't figure out how in the world you can be so open and so free-footing, because they're very cautious and controlled, and they hold their cards close to the vest. Does that sound like them?
Very much so.
Okay, here's the key now. You cannot expect them to operate like you do. They cannot do it. The best thing you can do, number one, always, is never betray them. And that means in their mind. That means you got to figure out how they're seeing it. Sometimes they get betrayed and the person didn't do anything.
Right.
So you have to understand that. The number one thing you have to do with them, because you're not going to tell them anything, period. They're going to create their own. They love to break taboos. They love to go into dark parts of life to explore.
That's true, yeah.
They love it. But what you need to do is you need to teach them that if they get into manipulating and if they get underhand, that it's going to backfire.
So how do you teach a Scorpio that?
All you can do is show them examples of around you. This person manipulated, looked how it backfired. But they may or may not listen. You can only do so much because they're a fixed sign. They're fixed water, which means they love what they love and they hate what they hate. And you can just do so much.
So true.
Best thing always is good morals. Teach them right from wrong, if you will. And just use that good old Sagittarian charm and optimism and belief in life.
And never read their journals.
No. cut your fingers off.
I cleaned a bedroom not too long ago. That was bad news. I won't do that.
Oh, you better not do that anymore. Good luck, Cecilia.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's exactly the kind of call we want to do. That way we can do a lot.
Two sons that are Scorpios. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Once again, those Scorpios, they are very charismatic, very appealing.
Yeah.
They make great actors.
Yeah.
They have a charisma. It's a little dark, but they have a charisma about them.
Yeah.
Scorpio women are, without a doubt, the sexiest women on the face of the earth. They are.
What's with Gene Kelly?
Oh, he was a Scorpio.
Princess Gene...
Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly.
Yeah.
Gene Kelly.
She was...
I forget what he was. Grace Kelly. My God, she was the epitome of Scorpio energy.
She had that
Grace
mysterious,
Kelly. Oh, yeah,
calm,
the power.
And her sexuality was so
Teddy Roosevelt said it, the Scorpio. Walk softly and carry a big step.
Isn't that interesting?
Scorpios.
That's their motto.
Theme, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Never, ever read
the
their journal.
The thing about them is they're not going to listen to you if they think that you are lame. If you're afraid of life, they're not going to listen. They don't respect you. They're not going to listen to you. They have to do it themselves.
And here's the favor. And because I have Scorpio ascendant, okay, and I know this so well, you cross a Scorpio, their favorite line is, he's dead to me.
Yeah.
That's the end of it. There is no gray area. It's black and white. You cross one, you're dead to me.
Yep.
Okay, here goes.
Next call.
Hi, Jay. Welcome to Tradio. Welcome to the Life Lounge.
Welcome
to Toronto. Welcome to the Life Lounge. You have a question for Rick. Are you there, Jay?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I didn't get that.
Pardon me?
What is your question?
I wanted to know about my son.
What sign are you?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay, what sign is your
son? My son, he was born October the 17th.
Your son was
October 17th.
October 17th. It was on a Monday at 7:30 in the evening.
What year?
1955. And I'm 19.
What time of day was he born?
7:30
in the evening.
7:30 in the evening.
And your question about him is what?
I'd like to know about him. How am I supposed to tolerate?
Okay, let me give me a second here.
So he's a Capricorn, he's a Libra.
Yeah, but he's Moon Saturn.
I was born in January 17th.
I know, but he's Moon next to Saturn in Scorpio. Okay.
He's Scorpio.
He's got a lot of moons.
To me, he looks moody.
Yeah, he's got a lot of dark moods. He's got the moon next to Saturn in Scorpio.
One minute he's good, and one minute I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's sun next to Neptune, so he does not have a strong sense of self-identity.
And I was born January 17, 1917.
Okay, well,
Rick is going to give you a key.
The main thing about your son is you got to try to get him somehow to quit taking everything so seriously. He just takes everything so intensely serious. And because of that, he punishes himself so badly when he does something wrong.
Mm.
And that leads to all the other difficulties.
So he needs to lighten up.
Yes.
Yes.
Time to lighten up.
And you're just the person to do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good luck to
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's the secret. Moon Saturn stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so he needs to just lighten up a little bit, and she needs to maybe approach things lighter with him.
Exactly.
That it's not all the...
Exactly.
You know, not all the most important thing on Earth if he doesn't mow the lawn
when or something. When your Saturn is too strong in your chart,
mm-hmm.
you just take the particular area too seriously. And it's right on his emotions, and it's right on his seventh house, which is his relations.
Mm.
So anything he says, he takes seriously. Did I say that right? Why did they say that to me? What did they mean?
Yeah.
And it's just such an intense octave that it's hard to deal with.
Well, I got some Saturn happening in my chart, too.
Thank God.
You know, it's like as my Aunt Tootie said to me, "You were a very grumpy baby." And I said, "Are you sure you were looking at me?" So I say to her all the time. And someone with the name of Tootie ought to be careful.
Guess what I saw today? You're not going to believe this.
What?
I went to a reunion,
uh-huh.
and these two people were both 65.
Right.
And we found out sitting at the picnic table that they were both switched at birth.
No.
And it was straightened out right away.
Yeah.
But they never met each other.
Oh,
they
and
were
there they
switched
were.
At birth. They figured it out, and they got switched back.
Oh, wow.
And I told the guy, "See, you were almost named Jane." Yeah. Isn't that cool? That was amazing.
Well, do you remember that the old Informant feature, Face and Limb, "I grew so like my brother that folks were taking me for him and each for one another?"
There you go.
And it says, "It puzzled all her kith and kin and reached an awful pitch, for one of us was born a twin, yet not a soul knew which."
Woo.
And the ending line is, "And when I died, the neighbors came and buried Brother John." Okay, so here we go.
You're too quick. Too quick for me.
Here's Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You have a question for Rick.
Hi, Rick. Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
We're doing okay. You got a Virgo son.
Kathy, what are you dealing with?
Oh, my son.
You're Virgo?
He is.
Yeah. He's a Virgo, and what are you?
I'm an Aquarius.
Okay, that's an unusual combination. I need to see his sign.
Uh-huh.
What is his birthday?
Pardon me?
What is his birthday?
His birthday is 9979.
What time of day?
1:30.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M.
People were amazed to find out that there are two of each.
There are two
each
of each. 9979. 1:30 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. And was it here in Pittsburgh? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Let's take a look at Virgo Sun. Saturn at the midheaven, Venus at the midheaven. Okay, his case is very, 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 very simple. Virgo, 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 Moon and Taurus. Okay. What that means is he has to line up every toy perfectly straight, okay, or everything he has perfectly straight, and then go back and polish them and line them up again. That's just the way he is.
Yeah.
Now, what is your concern about dealing with him?
Well, he loves to travel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like to, you think he'll ever come home? Because he did think, I might come home again. I mean, he travels home a lot.
So he's gone away. He's gone a lot.
Well, he's got five planets in the ninth house with Jupiter, so he loves to travel.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way of knowing whether he will come back or not. I mean, it depends on where he wants to go. The questions we should be addressing is how to deal with his energy.
He has perpetual motion. That's what the pediatrician said when he was just 6 months old. He's in perpetual motion. He just never stops.
He's got Saturn and Venus in Virgo right at the top of the chart. He's really a perfectionist.
Yeah.
And you can't teach somebody that there's no such thing as perfection. Mm-hmm. All you can do is try to point that out gently. Usually as they age, Virgos start to chill out more, just like Capricorns. Hopefully that will happen.
Yeah, really.
The big thing about your son is he's coming together very quickly. In about a year, his career is exploding big time. He's coming into his own. His Saturn return is happening right at his midheaven. This kid knows nothing except hard work.
Oh, isn't that good?
And he's extremely skilled. Anything this kid does, hire him first. No matter what. Put everybody second immediately. Hire this kid. The kid's awesome.
Wonderful. That's great news. And Kathy, maybe on your end, because he likes to travel so much, you could engage him by, GPS or do some fun stuff or get a Skype on your computer.
He did get a GPS. He GPSed himself right down to Florida.
See? And then you could just be a part of the joy of the travel and really get into, like, doing those things. Or ask him, send me a postcard from every place you go. I want to start a scrapbook
for you.
Good
idea. And he's lucky he's got an understanding Aquarian mother.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I support him all the way.
See,
I always told him now's the time to do it.
Do it before the babies.
Yeah.
Aquarian women
do
are
know.
Awesome. Good luck to you, dear.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get more of your calls. You are listening to The Life Lounge. I'm Carol Lee Espy with Rick D. Clemente on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights.
Welcome back to the Life Lounge. Carol Lee Espy with Rick D. Clemente, who is Star Self Intuitive Astrologer. StarSelf.com, you can go to and check out all of a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. It is actually, you have newsletters that I love to go on and read your newsletters.
Thank you.
Read these newsletters because it helps you give just, they're little nutshell capsulization.
Books.
Yes. Well, you know about the short attention span theater of all of us.
That's exactly.
Rick is so intuitive, and boy, because he knows what he's talking about, and that's the most. And he's passionate about what he does, and those are the type of people that I love to have on this show because they're passionate. And when you're passionate about what you do, you're so in it. You get in the zone.
You can get the pits out of the chairs.
Right. So let's see. We are taking a call from Lauren. Hi,
yeah.
Lauren. Welcome to the Life Lounge. You have a question for Rick?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, my mother and I are both Cancer.
Yeah.
Her birthday is
tomorrow. I've got the charts.
Okay,
done.
So we have your charts up because we got Lauren on, put her on hold in the over
okay.
the break.
Is this Lauren?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's your question?
What
can we do to improve our relationship?
I know exactly what's
going on. We've had a lot of trouble and problems in our lives.
I know exactly.
And deaths and everything.
Mm-hmm. It's not the deaths. That's not it. It's the dynamic between the two of you.
Right.
You're both Cancers, but your moon is in Aries. Mom's is in Virgo. okay? Cancer, everything is how do you get along with the mom. The midpoint chart between the two of you has Uranus, Saturn, and Pluto on the ascendant, which means that this is a very karmic relationship. This is old stuff being worked out. The problem is this. You don't know who the mother is. She's making you the mother, you're making her the mother. You're making her the mother, she's making you the mother. It's going back and forth. There's this tremendous dependency on each other, which really needs to be there in a lot of ways, but it's been carried on too far. There's over-cautioning going on. There's blaming of you didn't give me what I need. Well, you didn't give me what I need. Well, you didn't give me what I need. Well, you didn't give me what I need. That's the dynamic that's going on here. What needs to happen here is that you both are afraid of how much you need each other.
Mm.
Does it make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is very, very intense, and it can work out beautifully, but what needs to happen is she needs to back up and realize that she is an individual, because Cancers get so much identity from their family, but the expectations become unreal. And your chart shows Saturn opposite your moon, which means that you feel the weight of her criticism on you. She sees it as caring. You see it as limiting. There's a lot of work to be done here. But what needs to happen is you need to start taking responsibility. You're doing your Saturn return right now. You have put yourself where you are. Your mom has done the best she could. And she needs to see that she needs to check her ego at the door, that when she's mothering, that she's really mothering, and she's not asking you to be the mom. That's the problem with Cancer. I used to date a Cancer woman years ago, and when I took her home to her Cancer mother, she totally changed in front of my eyes.
Oh, interesting.
And then when I would leave, she'd be herself again. Mm. So the secret is, you need to show appreciation for the goodies and the warm and fuzzies that you got from her. You are not there to save her ego. She's not there to save your ego. There's too much glomming. It's too close and codependent. And if you can back up and find personal victory standing alone, it could be a marvelous relationship that is, you know, inseparable.
And Lauren, and Lauren has the Aries moon.
Yes.
And with that, you can do that. Because that's what I have.
She's a Cancer moon.
I'm a Cancer
and Aries,
with an Aries moon. Same thing as you, Lauren. And I'm telling you, you can stand in your own victory. You can.
You may want to look into a personal reading, I would suggest.
And love. Yes. And think about the good things. Concentrate on the good things about your mom.
Yes.
I can't.
There are many.
Concentrate on those. Hold those good things. Because, you know, Cancers can be a little smothering because they're, because by nature, that's what they are. They're nurturers.
But what happens is they end up BSing themselves. It's the prototypical, stereotypical Jewish mother. I carried you 9 months in my belly.
Right.
Look, and this is that appreciation you show me.
Look at how you talk to me.
Look at how you talk to me, right?
It's like, you know, it's the old story of the Jewish mother whose son disappeared into the ocean, and she prays to God, says, God, please give me back my son. And all of a sudden, the ocean opens up, and the son spits out of the water onto the floor, and she looks up at God and said, he had a hat. Yeah.
Now, Lauren, I want to ask you, does this make sense what I said?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Except I feel we have a good relationship.
Well, it can be wonderful. It can
be even better, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, that's the problem when you have two of the same sign. You project yourself onto the other.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to talk about this much more privately because it's a delicate issue.
It's delicate. Hey, thank you so much for calling, Lauren.
Thank you.
Okay, and happy birthday! Happy birthday to your mom tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Hey, we have to take a hard break at 56, and I just don't know if we can get into another.
Well, then we'll just chill out
before that. And I want to thank everybody for sitting on hold. You were so wonderful to attempt to get in here to listen to Rick.
It goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I mean, it's always amazing to me, especially when we start talking to listeners, because it just goes so fast.
How about next time we just open the line the whole time?
Why don't we do that? You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, next time you're here.
90 minutes of this.
We will just open the lines and we'll do this straight through. Because, you know, it's insight.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's a lot of other stuff involved,
too.
You know, like, just like Lauren was saying, they've dealt with a lot of death and all those. And so those kind of things, yeah, of course they come into the relationship. But inherently who you are is always how you're how you're going to react to those situations.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's, you know, establishing that. And trust me, Lauren, if you are a Cancer with an Aries moon, there's and nothing you can't do.
Exactly.
And also, you know, you're not a little whiny one either.
She's a gamer.
But they're not, you know.
Well, thank you for having me on again.
And once again, it's starself.com. Rick DiClemente. Really, check it out. Go on to the website and read the newsletters. They are just so much fun. I love your newsletters.
Thank you very
much.
Who
is Astro Kid? We never will find out.
I keep him hidden. He comes out once a month.
Astro
He's
Kid
very
comes
shy.
Out.
Yeah. Kid Astro.
Kid Astro, that's it.
He's
comes
very
out.
Shy.
Into your thing.
He's smart, though. Wow.
He's a good astrologer. Smart little kid.
Let me tell you.
Hey, coming up next, we have Joy Ike, who is performing as our musical guest from 11 to midnight. And then, of course, after midnight, well, who else but Dr. Knowledge.
Misinformation.
And misinformation here about the sharpest tacks and the whole tool shed, let me tell you. Just amazing. And my favorite thing to listen to on the way home. And every musician in town tunes into these guys. They love it. We got to go. We'll be back. Thanks, Rick DiClemente.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to News Radio 1020 KDKA. Pittsburgh's